This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu has said that education is not just a means of self-reliance but also an inspiration for the development of society and the nation. She was addressing the 20th convocation of Kumaon University in Nainital, Uttarakhand today. The president urged students to use their education in serving the underprivileged and in nation building, emphasizing that education strengthens intellect, skills, and moral values. Describing Uttarakhand as the land of divinity and valor, she paid tribute to the freedom fighters and noted the significant role of the state's youth in defending the nation. She reaffirmed that the government's goal is to make India a developed nation by 2047 and that the youth will play the most crucial role in achieving this vision.
आज इस बिक्रम समारोह के साथ आपकी औपचारिक शिक्षा का एक महत्वपूर्ण चरण पूरी हो रहा है लेकिन यह शिक्षा का अंत नहीं है मेरा मानना है कि आपको अपने भीतर के विद्यार्थी को हमेशा जीवित रखना चाहिए शिक्षा आपको आत्मनिर्भर तो बनाती ही है साथ ही शिक्षा आपको विनम्र बनने तथा समाज और देश के विकास में अपना योगदान देने के लिए प्रेरित भी करती है
Leaders of various political parties are making last-ditch efforts to woo the voters as campaigning for the first phase of Bihar Assembly election comes to an end this evening. In this phase, voting will be held on the 6th of November in 121 Assembly constituencies across 18 districts. Prominent leaders of the BJP, Janata Dal United, Rashtriya Janata Dal and Congress, among others, are addressing several rallies today. Addressing a rally in Darbhanga, Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah promised that NDA will construct Kaushal Vikas Kendras in every district of the state. He announced that every district will get a new factory and 10 new industrial parks will be constructed in the state. BJP leader and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also campaigned for Bihar Minister and BJP candidate from Darbhanga Sanjay Saravgi. On the other hand, RJD leader Meesa Bharati said the Mahagathbandhan is receiving tremendous support. She said the alliance is talking about the youth, women, inflation and jobs. Our Patna correspondent has filed this report.
Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah, addressing a public meeting in Darbhanga, criticized the Rashtriya Janata Dal and Congress, saying that those who believe in crime are now changing their guise to mislead people. He warned that if the Mahagathbandhan comes to power, Bihar would again witness a return of Jangal Raj. He also announced that the center will set up a defense corridor in Darbhanga where defense equipment will be manufactured. Janata Dal United President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, addressing a rally in Triveniganj in Supa, said that in the past 20 years, his government has focused extensively on women's empowerment. He stated that over 1 crore 40 lakh women have been connected with the self-help groups under the Jivika program. Referring to the Mukhya Mantri Mahila Rojgar Yojana, Mr. Kumar said that financial assistance of 10,000 rupees has been provided to help women to become self-reliant. Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate and RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav, speaking in Patna, said that if his government comes to power, our PACs and Vepar Mandal presidents will be given the status of public representatives. He further announced that under the Mahagathbandhan government, farmers will receive a bonus of 300 rupees per quintal along with minimum support price for paddy and a bonus of 400 rupees per quintal with the MSP for wheat. The Jan Suraj party founder Prasant Kishore hailed a roadshow in Ara in favor of party candidate Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
The second round of the special intensive revision exercise has been launched by the Election Commission of India today. The exercise is covering 9 states and 3 union territories with a combined electorate of around 51 crore. Under the Mera Vote Sabse Mazboot initiative, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with women in Bihar in a short while. In Bihar, an FIR has been registered against senior Janata Dal United leader and Union Minister Rajiv Ranjan alias Lalan Singh today for the alleged violation of the Model Code of Conduct in Mukama. An official statement issued by the District Magistrate Cum Returning Officer Patna said the district administration analysed video footage recorded by the surveillance team. And with that, we end this news bulletin.